From Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Peat Company, makers of Palmolive soap and Colgate tooth powder. Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Colgate tooth powder for a naturally brilliant smile present the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Verna Felton, Joe Kearns, George Neese, Opie Cates and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
I was alone on the shelf in a world by myself. Oh, where could my Prince Charming be? But a man came along, made my life like a song, and taught me these words of ecstasy. Tenderly, I want some hugging and some squeezing and some mugging and some teasing and some stuff like that there. I want some petting and some spooning and some happy honeymooning and stuff like that there. I used to think that love was just a lot of rubbish, a mess of cabbage, a mess of cabbage. But now my attitude is holy lovey-dovey, and baby, you've done it. I want some kissing and some hoping and some missing and some moping and some stuff like that there. I want some leaping and some chasing and some weeping and some pacing and stuff like that there. And when I get a certain feeling, I confess it, there's really only one expression to express it. I want some hugging and some squeezing and some mugging and some teasing and some stuff like that there. I want some kissing and some hoping and some missing and some moping and some stuff like that there. I want some leaping and some chasing and some weeping and some pacing and some stuff like that there. And when I get a certain feeling, I confess it, there's really only one expression to express it. I want some hugging and some squeezing and some mugging and some teasing and some stuff like that there.
Well, Judy has been invited to a Hollywood masquerade ball, and at the moment, Geranium is helping her try on a Juliet costume.
Yeah, honey, hold still. I'll lace up the bodice on this costume.
Gosh, Geranium, this bodice is just like a corset.
Say, Miss Judy, do you think a corset really helps a girl's figure?
Well, a corset don't change what you got. It just moves it to more interesting places. How do I look?
Well, honey, if you pardon my saying so, and I do say so, it looks like that some of you went north and some of you went south.
Yeah, and gosh, it looks like the north got there firstest with the most.
Now, honey, let me look at you. Mm-mm, my goodness, it sure has improved your posture. Why, you are standing as straight as a ramrod.
Well, I ought to be, Geranium. You laced me to the bedpost.
Say, Miss Judy, how come you go into this masquerade dressed as Juliet?
Well, you see, my nickname is Judy, but my real name is Julietta, so I'm going as my name.
Well, it's a good thing I ain't going as my name.
Why, what you mean?
Well, if I went as Geranium, I'd probably have to be potted. Not wearing that Juliet costume. I never could squeeze into it. I'm too fat.
Oh, well, maybe you could squeeze into it sideways.
Honey, I ain't got no sideways.
Oh, boy, tonight's my big night, Geranium.
Yes.
There's going to be a lot of movie stars at the masquerade.
Oh, that's wonderful, Miss Judy. Say, tell me, what would you do if Van Johnson put his arms around you and kissed you?
Oh, I'd probably push him away or just slap his face. It says here. Say, Geranium, what makes you think Van Johnson might try to kiss me, huh?
Well, you know the old saying, honey. In the spring, a young man's fancy turns...
Yeah, in the spring, a young man's fancy lightly turns to what the girls have been thinking about all winter. Oh, howdy, Aunt Aggie.
Oh, Judy, dear, I'm afraid there may be trouble tonight.
Yeah, how come?
Well, both Chauncey and County Mulford want to take you to the masquerade. Isn't it exciting, Judy? You'll be Juliet, and the Count and Chauncey are going as Romeo.
Gee, Willikers, having two fellas these days is swell. Why, do you know, Aunt Aggie, there was even a manpower shortage in Juliet's day?
Manpower shortage? What makes you think so?
Well, all through the play, Juliet kept hollering, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? She couldn't find that guy no place.
Judy, I want you to be the perfect Juliet tonight.
Well, I ain't gonna be exactly like her, Aunt Aggie. She went around drinking hard liquor.
How can you say that, Judy? Liquor of all things.
Well, it says right in the book that the last time Romeo saw her, she was unconscious on a marble bier.
Judy, listen now.
Oh.
There'll be lots of movie stars there tonight. You'll probably see Lana Turner.
Yeah, well, what has she got that I ain't got that I could build up if the OPA had just given me a priority?
Oh, Judy, with all those romantic movie stars there, I wish I were going.
You, Aunt Aggie?
Mm-hmm.
Really? At your age?
Well, Judy, I do have my moments. And after all, I'm only 38.
I know, Aunt Aggie, but you're on your second time around. Gee, wouldn't it be wonderful if some big, handsome movie star came up to me and he says to me...
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Oh, hello, Pedro.
Pedro, what do you want?
Well, Senora, I would like to borrow some gas to go riding in the moonlight. If I can find a pretty girl, in case she'd like to go. If I had a car...
I thought you had a pretty girl.
Well, Senorita, she was too artificial. She used makeup.
Too artificial?
See, one good lipstick brought out her lips. One good powder puff brought out her cheeks. One good sneeze brought out her teeth.
Yeah. Tell me, Pedro, did you break up with her?
See, I could not be in the parlor with her alone.
Why not?
Well, one night I tried to mooch a smooch. On the parlor couch. Her father chased me with a pooch.
Yeah, what was wrong with him?
Too much hooch. No, my other girl, she lived in Chihuahua, and I stopped being in love with her when I left Mexico. Her name was Rosita Conchita Lolita Estrelita Pepita Margarita Chiquita Garcia Hernandez Gonzalez. By gosh, I'm through.
Let her go now, Pedro. Judy is busy getting ready for the movie masquerade.
Si, senor. And remember, 30 days Hacienda, April, June, and Sombrero. All the rest have 31 except Betty Grable, and she's a perfect 36, no?
Hope a movie star kisses me tonight so I can write back home to tell the folks.
You want to be kissed by a movie star, Judy?
Yeah, and I guess anything wrong in that?
No, Judy. Wanting to be kissed is a perfectly natural, normal, and healthy thing.
It is?
Yes, Judy.
Aunt Aggie, you're looking at the healthiest girl in the country. ¶¶
From Colgate Tooth Powder. If your two lips are curved like a Cupid's bow, well then, young lady, your lips were made for kissing. But if kissing is something you only read about, perhaps it's time to suspect a little breath of trouble. I mean unpleasing breath. Really, it's curtains on kissing. So ask yourself, could you be the victim of a little breath of trouble? Has it marked you down socially? It's happened to thousands without their knowing. So just do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate Tooth Powder. For Colgate Tooth Powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Because scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate Tooth Powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, no dentifrice at any price cleans your teeth more quickly and thoroughly than Colgate Tooth Powder. Remember to buy it first thing, and remember the name, Colgate Tooth Powder, with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate Tooth Powder.
Well, Judy's quite excited about attending the Hollywood Masquerade Ball tonight. As our scene opens, she's talking to Aunt Agatha.
Judy, you'll make a big hit tonight if you impersonate Juliet properly.
Well, how do I do that, Aunt Aggie?
In your attitude, Judy. As Romeo approaches, you're breathless with anticipation. You're all a quiver.
Say, who am I, breathless or shaky? Which one do I order to
be? Judy.
Huh?
Now listen.
What?
Did you acquaint yourself with Shakespeare's immortal romance as I suggested?
I sure did, Aunt Aggie.
Well, then tell me. Where is the famous balcony of love located?
At downtown Paramount Theater. Yes, sir.
You're hopeless.
It's all down there.
Judy.
Ma'am?
You're simply hopeless.
Thank you, ma'am.
Have you decided yet between Chauncey and the Count?
Yes, ma'am. I kind of prefer Chauncey. He's so masculine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got such big, strong binoculars in his arms.
You mean biceps. Binoculars are used to bring things up real close.
Well, that's how Chauncey uses his arms.
Oh, Miss Judy, you look wonderful in that Juliet dress.
Oh, thank you, Geranium.
Golly, I wish my boyfriend Pomeroy was here to take me places.
Say, how come Pomeroy got into the army, Geranium?
Well, honey, a sergeant gave him a gun, loaded him down with hand grenades, tossed him into a foxhole, and Pomeroy said, does this mean I'm no longer 2A?
Do you use that to stunt your geranium?
Yes, ma'am, I guess.
Now, this might be Chauncey, Judy. Now, as a last word of caution, don't stuff yourself when the food is served tonight.
Oh, I probably won't eat a thing, Aunt Aggie. The last time I went to one of them social functionaries, I nearly got killed.
What happened, Judy?
Well, sir, it was the buffet supper.
What?
Yeah, I went to reach for a horse beaver. And before I did, and before I knew it, somebody shoved me up on the table. A waiter stuck an apple in my mouth, and 4 people started to carve me. And everybody wanted the drumstick. I never.
Hello, Miss Canova. I'm on the way to the masquerade. How do you like my cowboy suit?
Yeah, what was that?
My saddle horn.
Hey, that's quite a Western outfit you got on there.
Why, certainly. I'm going as Little Beaver.
I bet you came from a family of weaklings.
Weaklings? Why, my uncle shot it out with Wild Bill Hickok. He shot it out with Buffalo Bill. He shot it out with Sitting Bull.
Say, no wonder he's dead.
No, I tell you, I
I was here long before you
came. Uh-oh, Chauncey and the counter here, and they're fighting over me. Hey, fellas, stop arguing. Stop! That's better. Stop talking like idiots and let me begin. I want you both to know that men are the last thing I think of.
What's the first thing you think of, Judy?
How to get to the last thing. See, well, because you fellas sure look funny in those Romeo pants.
Ah, chérie, let me be Romeo to your Juliet. I know Romeo and Juliet backwards.
So do I count. Romeo and Juliet backwards spells Omior and T-Ludge. There is a beautiful name for
Judy,
anybody.
Judy, what? Let me be Romeo. Listen, what is Montague? It is nor hand, nor arm, nor foot, nor face, nor any other part belonging to a man.
Just Montague must have crossed Vine Street against the red light.
Oh, Chérie, let me ask myself a question. Am I not the best Shakespearean actor I ever saw? Yes, I am not. listen to those famous words. Ah, swell not by the moon, the inconstant moon.
Chuck, that sounds just like Uncle Archie. When he couldn't get the bonded stuff, he swore by the moon, too.
Judy, this imposter doesn't know how to make love.
He don't?
No. Love to me is like the promise of a bright horizon against a clear sky. No fog, no mist, no clouds to darken the day.
You're new here in California, ain't you?
Mademoiselle, this amateur does not even know the meaning of love.
Well, tell me, what do you think love is, Count?
Oh, chérie, a man takes a girl riding in the taxi cab. They drive for miles and miles. The meter keeps ticking and ticking and ticking and ticking. And the man does not even hear it. Chérie, that is love. Oh, chérie, kiss me.
No, Count, no. I don't let men kiss me, as a matter of fact.
Oh, but, Chérie, you have let Monsieur Chancy kiss you.
Yeah, but his kisses ain't so matter of fact. Well, fellas, I'm going to test you to see who'll take me to the masquerade. Here, I'll drop my handkerchief.
I'll pick it up, Judy.
No, I will pick it up.
Uh-oh. That decides it. Chauncey's going to take me.
But, Chérie, I picked up the handkerchief. I am more chivalrous.
Yeah, but Chauncey's smarter. He had brains enough not to stoop over in those tight pants.
Oh, mon Dieu.
Thank you.
was Opie Cates, his clarinet, and his orchestra playing China Boy. Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results. It's true, doctors prove Palmolive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even women with dry skin, oily skin,
rough skin,
women as old as 50,
even women whose skin wasn't clear?
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day Palmolive plan improves all types of skin. Yes, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. Start your 14-day Palmolive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive's soft, lovely lather. You see, 1 full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full, beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors prove this beauty plan with Palmolive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days, no matter what beauty care they used before. So get Palmolive soap. See what Palmolive can do for your own complexion in only 14 days.
And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big thrifty bath size Palmolive.
Well, the Count has already gone to the masquerade, and Judy and Chauncey are about to leave.
Judy, the Count was certainly mad about not taking you tonight.
Oh, shucks, he won't miss me very much. He'll be too busy. He's going to be the master of the ceremonies there tonight.
Judy, you mean master of ceremonies. A master is an extreme pain in the ear.
That's the Count, all right. Yep, Chauncey, there'll be lots of movie stars there tonight, and I sure hope one of them kisses me.
Well, Judy, everyone will be wearing a mask tonight. If you get kissed by a movie star, you may not know who it is.
Well, if it's Joey Brown, I'll know.
Joey Brown?
Yep. He's the only fella I know who can kiss a girl, play a harmonica, and have enough room left over to eat corn on the cob.
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Oh, hello, Pedro. Are you ready to drive us to the masquerade?
Well, Senorita, you will have to take the boss. I cannot get the doors open on the limousine.
Why not? Gee, Chauncey, this masquerade ballroom sure is crowded. Oh, say, I wonder who this fella is.
Oh, pardon me. My, but it's nice to see live people again.
Golly, don't say things like that. You give me cold chills.
Oh, please don't be frightened. I'm not frightened.
Then why is your hair standing up on end?
Oh, I'm just trying to be polite.
Yeah, where'd you come from, anyway?
I just came from the blood bank. I gave 2 gallons.
2 gallons?
Yes, but it wasn't my blood. Well, I must run along now. I've got to go to the drugstore and get some arsenic.
Some arsenic?
Oh, don't be alarmed. I never drink it straight. I always use a carbolic acid for chaser.
Hey, look who's coming. Oh, it looks like Bing.
Well, well, well. It warms the cockles of this old troubadour's heart to see himself so admirably surrounded by such charm and femininity. It sure do. Say, babe, who's this square with you?
I'm Chauncey Van Atwater.
Yeah, well, look, fella, here's a couple bucks. Why don't you lose yourself,
How can I lose myself on 2 bucks?
Put him on one of his horses and wait for it to come in. Gosh, Chauncey, it looks like I ain't ever going to get kissed by a movie star.
Now, just a minute, Juliet. I heard that. If you're looking for Romeo, how about the little fellow with the big lips and big cigar? That's right. Yeah, sure.
Gee, Eddie G.
Yes, that's right. Look, baby, if it's kissing you're missing, slip me your mug and I'll kiss it clear out of shape.
Well, here it is.
Somebody beat me to it. Too bad, sweetheart, because listen, I know all there is to know about kissing a dame.
Shucks, you are too. I saw you play a taxi driver in a picture once.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, what do you think goes on in the back of those cabs? Transportation?
Say, you're quite a wit, right? Anyway, I'm half right. Yeah.
The dialogue ain't romantic, but it sure is easy to understand.
Oh, so it's romance you want, Juliet, eh? Well, I'm going to see that you get it, see? But not from me, see? That's right, see?
One more C and I can get my gas tank filled. Oh, let's go home, Chauncey. I'll never get kissed.
Judy, you're home early. Did you meet any movie stars tonight?
No, only a few impersonators, Aunt Aggie. And it was hard to tell them from the real thing, too.
Didn't you get kissed by a movie star?
Just one, Aunt Aggie. Gee, he had lovely big brown eyes, long wavy hair, and big, strong muscles. But he sure was a disappointment.
Why? Who kissed you, Judy?
Roy Rogers' horse.
Now, here's Judy Canova to sing the sentimental ballad, My Heart's in This Letter.
My heart's in this letter, I'm sending it to you. It's yours, my dear, forever, it only beats for you. So lonesome without you, and oh, so far away. Though I can't come, my darling, I'll send my heart today. Keep it dear for always, you'll find it's made of gold. It will never turn, dear, even when it's old. Remember I'm waiting, and God in heaven knows. My heart's in this letter, my tears will seal it close.
Asking you to follow the 14-day palm olive plan for a lovelier complexion. And don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder night and morning and before every date. Ladies, victory in Europe does not lessen our country's need for used fats. Actually, our war against Japan will continue to consume colossal quantities of fat. What's more, our supplies of fats and oils are the lowest since 1940. So Uncle Sam looks to you, Mrs. America, to increase your salvage of used cooking fat. It's needed in making medicines, munitions, synthetic rubber, soaps for the battlefront and home front, scores of vital war supplies. Every drop of fat you save and sell is a stock against Japan. So fill a tin and turn it in. Your butcher pays you 2 red ration stamps and 4 cents for every pound of used kitchen fat. If you live in a small city or community and your regular meat dealer doesn't accept used fat, call your county agent or home demonstration agent immediately. Now, here's Judy.
Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the 2 products that bring us together each week, palm olive soap and Colgate tooth powder. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood saying, good.
good night, soldier, wherever you may be. My heart lonely without you.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.